Thank you for visiting DerekDunn.org. You're about to listen to an audio devotion by Derek Dunn. Hope you be blessed.
Welcome back. We're talking about surrendering to God, and this is our third episode. We've learned that surrender can be a very scary place. It's a word that sometimes we don't always like to hear because it means us letting go and letting God. It means us giving up ourselves and beginning to give in to God. And the last 2 weeks we talked about how we need to surrender to God, firstly in the area of His wisdom. And as we surrender to God's wisdom, it's acknowledging that His ways are higher than our ways, His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, that it's not by our might or our power, our ability, but yet God is a higher power and God knows more than we know. As we begin to surrender to the wisdom of God, as we begin to do that, we begin to see God leading us and guiding us in our life. And secondly, we talked about how we need to surrender to the purpose of God. And we looked at how the Bible tells us in Matthew 6, verse 33, that we need to seek first the kingdom of God. And that doesn't speak of a priority. It speaks of having a focus. It speaks of having that foremost in our life as we go day by day. And as we begin to do that, God promises He will direct us daily in our lives. He'll be involved in every detail of our life, and that we will never stumble, or we will stumble, but when we stumble, we will never fail, we'll never fall, because God will always lift us up, and He's that safety net for us in our life. And as we live our life like that, we come into our purpose, and we come into our identity. We looked at how Christ was able to do that, and that was the key to Him having confidence and being able to endure the cross. So friends, surrender is not a place of weakness, but it's a place of strength. It's a place of learning to walk by the Spirit and with the Holy Spirit, and walk by faith and living by faith. And today, as we journey on and talking about surrendering to God, we need to learn that number three, we must surrender to God's timing. We must surrender to God's timing. And this is a very hard thing for us to learn because, you know, especially if you're like me, I'm a person who likes to make things happen. You know, and there's a saying, leaders make things happen. We all want to be leaders in our own realm and we want to try to make things happen. But we must understand, like the Bible tells us, unless the Lord builds the house, those that labor, labor in vain. Now we know that Jesus did say He'd build His church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. But yet it's Him doing it. We just get to the privilege, the honor of being in partnership with Him in the purpose that He has. But if we take it on ourselves and try to make things happen ourselves, God will step back and watch us with a smile like a good father does and just let us try our best. And then when we come to the end of ourselves, we say, God help, it's not working. God says, okay, now you're surrendering and now I can do it and I can do it through you. It's not a place of just giving up and doing nothing and just expecting God to do everything. But it is acknowledging that we can't do it ourselves. God wants us and gives us the privilege of being in partnership with Him. But it's more about Him than it is about us. And the Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, there was a challenge that the Apostle John said. He said, little children, it is the last hour. He began to talk about the Antichrist in the last days. He was giving a warning, a wake-up call to the children of God, to the people of God. And we have to understand, we need to give in to God's timing. We need to give in and have an understanding of how God perceives things. Because we can be doing good things and living life and going through the Christian walk and just doing the things that come natural to us. But we need to have an understanding of the time and the season. And he gave out that challenge. He said, little children, it is the last hour. You need to understand God's timing and you need to know how you need to live. And you need to surrender to that timing. Now we have to know that God is always on the move. The Holy Spirit is always moving. That's what we call it, the move of God. We look historically through the moves of God. The Holy Spirit is always moving and we have to move with Him. And you cannot move with God if you don't understand timing. We have to understand His wisdom and His timing for what He is doing and what He's wanting to do. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1, we all know the Bible says this, for everything, there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven. So God is very concerned about timing. Through the wisest person who ever lived, through King Solomon, he said, everything has a season, He has a time for every activity that takes place under heaven, which means on planet Earth. And he goes on and say there's a time to be born, to die, to plant, to harvest, to kill, to heal, to tear down, to build up, even to cry and to laugh, to grieve, a time to dance, to scatter stones and to gather stones, to embrace, to turn away. It goes on and on and on and talks about the different aspects of things that take place in life. Proverbs 16 verse 9 says, we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. So as we begin to surrender to God's timing, it's not just waiting on God and waiting for the sweet high and by, as we heard it said. No, it is actively doing what we know to do. Because the Bible says, he who knows to do something and doesn't do it, to him it is sin. So it's not taking that to that extreme and just becoming spiritually lazy. We need to be about our Father's business and going to church and living life and in purpose to the best of our ability, but knowing that God's timing is important. And it's not just about what we think we should do at the right time, at the right place. But as we make our plans, the Bible says the Lord determines our steps. So you need to plan. You need to be organized. The Bible, you know, it was said by many wise saints that we should live as if Christ is coming tomorrow, but plan as if he's never coming. And I think that's a very wise statement. That means every day we live as if it's the last day. We have an urgency about our life. We're not complacent. But yet we plan as if he's never coming. So we're planning for tomorrow and next week and what we think that God would wanting us to do. And that's about, talks about making our plans. But then it says that the Lord determines our steps. And the problem is sometimes we planned out everything so well, we give no room for the Holy Spirit, and we just want to go out our plans, and we think we have great plans, and we expect God just to bless our plans, and we realize it didn't happen the way that we wanted it to happen, and we blame God. But friends, we must understand, just because we planned something, if God didn't order it, if God isn't leading us in that way, his blessing doesn't have to be on it. So we should make our plans, but yet then be dependent upon God and say, God, direct my steps to the best of my ability. God, I'm planning, but God, I'm surrendered to you. If you want to change everything, if you want to do it differently, do it differently. If the way I've thought it out, you know, is not your wisdom, as we talked about a few weeks ago, God, I'm surrendering to your wisdom. I'm surrendering to your purpose. And God, I'm going to surrender to your timing. We talked 2 weeks ago how Jesus said, I do nothing unless I see my Father do it. Jesus had his plan. He knew his ministry. The Spirit of the Lord was upon him. He was anointed. But yet, he didn't just move out and get ahead of God. He was walking in the purpose of God in the right time, at the right place, surrendering to God's timing. Surrendering to the timing of God, it gives us freedom from all our busyness. Sometimes we just think we want to be busy, busy as bees, and the busier that we are, the more productive we will be. But that's not always true. As we begin to lean upon God and walk in his timing, we're moving strategically in the purpose of God. And it produces the understanding of purpose and what is really important. It also produces the fear of the Lord in our life. The fear of the Lord is not about being afraid of God, but it's having a fear that I don't want to be out of the timing of God. I don't want to be out of the purpose of God, because I know when I'm in the right time, in the right place, blessing flows, and I want the blessing of God. Speaks of having dependency upon God. And the Bible says the fear of the Lord, we know, is the beginning of wisdom. As we have that dependency upon God, surrendering to God, that is a place of wisdom, because that's a place where we are allowing God to lead us and to guide our steps. Colossians 3 verse 15, the Bible says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you also were called, and be thankful. Friends, what does the Bible say should be leading us? Not the dictates of men or just, you know, the needs that are out there, but yet we should be led by the peace of God in our hearts. Let the peace of God rule and reign in your life. And one version says, let the peace of God be the umpire of your life. You know, and I'm an American, and in America, one of the top sports that we play is baseball. And you know, when the ball is thrown by the pitcher and it comes across the plate, you have an umpire behind you. And the umpire is saying strike, which means that you should have swung the bat when you were supposed to, or you swung and the ball was in the right place and you missed it. He's basically the one who is the judge to determine what is right or wrong. And that's what the Bible says. God has given us peace in our hearts, and that peace should be the umpire. So even though in our planning, there are expectations that are there, if we don't have peace, even though everything looks right, even though people are telling us, oh, this is a good decision to make, don't go with what people are saying. Don't go with the expectancy of others, but let peace be the umpire of your life. It goes on and it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So it also talks to us about the word of Christ. The word of Christ, what happened? Christ was the word. And it says the word became flesh. So as we have the word of God in us, God will lead us through his word. That word living in our heart is Christ dwelling in us. And Christ will speak to us through his word. And sometimes we can have plans, we can have our deals all planned out. But a scripture will come to our heart, or God will quicken us in our spirit through his word. And we need to allow that word to dictate the timing of God in our life. Don't get beyond the word of God. Don't live outside of the principles and the values of the word of God. But live by peace. Live by the word of God. And he goes on in Colossians 3 verse 17. And he says, and whatever you do, in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. What does it mean to do all in the name of the Lord Jesus? It means in everything we do, we want Christ to be glorified. So before we move on in the timing of God, before we move on in making decisions, check the peace level in your heart. Don't be so busy that you neglect prayer, that you neglect, you know, the study of the Word of God. Because as the Word of God is laid up in our heart, it keeps us on the right path. It's a light and a lamp unto our path. And as we desire Christ to be glorified, we should step back and ask ourselves, in the decisions we're going to make, is this going to bring glory to God now? Do we feel, as we consider this in our heart, that we can see heaven smiling upon us? And that God is going to be pleased, that God is going to be happy. If we're not sure of that, don't make decisions under pressure. Don't make decisions, again, because of expectancy that is there. But we want to make our decisions. That's what Jesus said. He said, I do nothing unless I see my Father do it. What was he saying? I do nothing unless I know that the Holy Spirit is leading me. I have peace. He's the Spirit of peace in my life. I do nothing unless I know it's in line with the Word of God. And I do nothing unless the Father is being glorified. For us, we want Jesus to be glorified, because in that, the Father is also glorified. So maybe today, as you evaluate your life, you see that you're going through life and you're so busy, you're stressed out, you know, and you don't really sense that peace. Take a break. Stop. Get away from everything and just put yourself outside of it. It doesn't mean that you have to run away or, you know, go for a holiday, but just put the brakes on things. Maybe take a day off or set some time aside to seek God and pray. Get in the place of worship and ask God, God, are you pleased? God, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Maybe you are, and you just need some encouragement from God, and that will bring about greater confidence. But maybe there are things that you've taken on in your life. Maybe there's things that you're doing. And God says, I've not called you to do all those things. And that's why you're out of the grace. You're out of the anointing. You're out of my perfect will. And that's why things aren't going the way that they should be going. That's why you're not having that fulfillment. Get back into peace. Get back in the Word of God. And allow that Word to begin to lead you in your life. And maybe you've gotten into relationships, or maybe you're doing business, or in your attitude with your parents. I don't know what it is, but you know that the Word of God is telling you this is not the way it should be. Well, get back into agreement with the Word of God, because that's a place of security. That's a place of dependency. That's a place of surrender, where the blessing of God will come upon your life. Then ask yourself finally, are you living a life that's bringing glory to God? Or are you just busy going through life, you know, being in that rat race that we talked about a few weeks ago, and you realize that actually you're not really doing anything to glorify God? You can be successful, but success is not in about having the pleasure of men or having approval. Success is about knowing that God is pleased and that you are in the perfect will of God. Knowing when you lie your head down at night, like I mentioned, that God says, I'm pleased, I'm happy. You're not perfect. We're a work in process. But we know that because our heart is towards God, because we are living our life, beginning to be dependent upon God and wanting to walk in His timing, we pray that prayer and say, God, I don't want to do anything. I want to be like Jesus. If it's not your will, I don't want to do anything or make any decision unless I know that you're in it. And friend, as you surrender to God and make that decision and come before God, God's anointing will be there. His grace will be there. Maybe you've gotten off a little bit. It's okay. Because God will order your steps. God will cause all things to work together to your good. Sometimes we need to do the wrong thing so we can learn to do the right thing. We need to learn, you know, and lose peace so we can learn to be dependent upon peace and walk in the purpose of God and walk in the fear of the Lord. And friends, as you begin to do that, take periodic times to do checkups, you know, once a week or you know, every so often, and check yourself and say, God, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Are the things I should take on or the things that I should let go of? And as we begin to do that, we'll be walking in the timing of God, surrendering to His timing and having the pleasure and the approval of God. So I hope you're blessed today. Some principles that can help you in your life. And as you walk in surrender, friends, God is for you and nothing can stand against you. You're on your way to a great purpose far above what you can think or imagine. God bless.
We hope you've been blessed by the audio devotion. For more information, visit derrickdunn.org and follow him on Twitter as well as Facebook.